to the United States, where novelist Salman Rushdie remains in a serious condition in hospital after being repeatedly stabbed at a literary event in upstate New York. The 75-year-old author has been taken off a ventilator and is able to talk, but his liver is damaged and he's likely to lose an eye. A motive for the attack remains unclear, but the author has been receiving death threats for decades after Iran issued a fatwa against him over his 1989 novel, The Satanic Verses. Yasha Ali is a journalist and commentator and joins me now from San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What's the latest on Salman Rushdie's condition?
So his son released a statement this morning saying that, as you said, that he's off the ventilator and able to speak, but his injuries are serious. He was stabbed 10 times, according to prosecutors in New York, and his road to recovery is going to be quite long. He probably will lose one of his eyes, and he has sustained damage to his liver and some nerve damage in his arm.
So it's a very grave situation for him. What's known about the attack? Police say it was targeted and premeditated.
So what we know about the attack is that the man arrived the day before at the location, had a prepaid pass, and what we've learned this morning from his mother is that he returned from a trip to visit his father in Lebanon, which is heavily controlled by the Iranian proxy group Hezbollah. His mother gave an interview to the Daily Mail saying that when he returned from this trip, that he was radicalized and was incredibly extremist, and she had begun to worry about his future. And then, of course, he perpetrated this attack.
24-year-old Hadi Mata was arrested at the scene. He's been denied bail and is charged with attempted murder and assault. Have police established a motive for the attack, though? And what do we know about his background?
They haven't officially established a motive yet, but we can begin to sort of piece together what he was thinking and doing, based on also on a social media profile, which has been taken down by Facebook, which featured photos of Iranian government leaders, of Qasem Soleimani, who is the head of the Iranian Quds Force, who was killed by the American military in 2020. And his family comes from the part of Lebanon in the south that is strongly controlled by Hezbollah. So that's what we know now. We don't know what inspired him to perpetrate this attack, meaning was it something that he learned in Lebanon? Was it something that he saw online? And we don't have any firm information that he is, for example, an official Iranian agent. He may have just been radicalized and decided to do this on his own.
In 1989, the former Iranian leader Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa calling for Salman Rushdie's death and putting a $3 million US bounty on the author's head. Is there any known connection yet between the stabbing and that fatwa?
There is an official connection, but without that fatwa, this kind of animosity towards Salman Rushdie would not exist. It was a small issue. There was Muslims at the time in Pakistan and other countries that were upset about the book, but it wasn't until the Ayatollah Khomeini issued that fatwa and the bounty on his head that it became a global issue for Salman Rushdie, and he had to go into hiding. So it's hard to separate the Iranian, the fatwa from this issue, because it wouldn't exist. Salman Rushdie would not be a target were it not for that fatwa.
In recent years, Iran's government has distanced itself from Ayatollah's decree. But is the fatwa still active?
You can't. So the Iranian government says that the person who issues the fatwa can withdraw it. I will also note that even though there wasn't this sort of blaring call for Salman Rushdie to face justice, quote unquote, for his writings, the supreme leader of Iran in 2019 tweeted out a link that basically reminded people that the fatwa was still in place. Twitter ended up locking the Supreme Leader's account until they deleted that tweet. But that made it clear that the Iranian government was still quite serious about the fatwa.
Salman Rushdie was scheduled to give a talk about the US as a safe haven for exiled writers. How has this been represented in the author's life?
Well, you know, he's an incredible champion for free speech and true free speech, not just sort of a individual subjective assessment of free speech. He has donated so much money over the years and attended events and spoken at events. And also, I will note, there was a very, very incendiary film put together by a Pakistani director that basically was sort of a death threat to Salman Rushdie. This was in the early 90s. And the British Film Board had decided to stop this film from being released because it was calling for Salman Rushdie's assassination. Salman Rushdie, to his credit, intervened and got that film approved because he truly feels that free speech should be unlimited. So he has walked the walk in the past 30 years. And, you know, he unfortunately had, you know, has now been hurt gravely for his work. But I'm so glad that he's managed to survive it so far.
Yeah, he certainly has. But really a huge toll on him, his health regardless, right? There has been an outpouring of support for Salman Rushdie, with the attack widely condemned as an assault on freedom of expression. But in Iran, government officials have openly celebrated the attack on social media. What's your view about Tehran's reaction?
Well, it's not a surprise, but it's still shocking to see, you know, a nation state respond to someone's attempted assassination this way. The Iranian government, not only on social media, but also in official state papers, newspapers, there was an image of Salman Rushdie with his eye missing. And they said Satan's eye has been removed. These are papers that are controlled by Iran's supreme leader. And it's incredibly egregious, incendiary behavior. And not a surprise, the Iranian government has been looking to sow this sort of chaos for some time. And unfortunately, in this case, we don't know if it's an official tie to this young man. But in this case, their rhetoric and their propaganda has clearly radicalized this man to commit this atrocity.
Salman Rushdie went into hiding for nearly 10 years after that fatwa was issued in 1989. Now the book has shot up the Amazon bestseller list in the wake of the attack. What will that mean for his freedom of movement? If he survives this attack, and we of course hope he does, and it's looking promising, and he's of course released from hospital at some point, will he have to go back into hiding?
I don't think he'll have to go back into hiding, but I will tell you this, and I said this earlier today, Salman Rushdie should probably never be without protection ever again in his life, because the people that wish him harm have seen the praise coming from Iranian state media, from Iranian elected officials on Twitter, and they will want to, for lack of a better way of saying it, finish the job. So while he may not have to go into hiding the way that he did back then, which meant that he was truly locked away from the public, he will have to be heavily, heavily guarded for the remainder of his life.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Journalist and commentator Yashar Ali there, and you're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.